this, and I want to, we talked about it a little, but I didn't go all in, but this book, you know, this book that's, that's coming out, is pretty wild, man. No, I'm serious. This book that's coming out by the ex-Secret Service. What the hell's his name? I guess it doesn't really matter, or does it? See, what the hell's his name? Gary Byrne. I think that's it. Gary Byrne. So he's the Secret Service agent that was posted outside of the Oval Office. It's like he was the guy. This book, he's got a book that's coming out. And it's wild, man. I mean, seriously, it's wild. And it's called Crisis of Character, a White House Secret Service Officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. I mean, that the book's called Crisis of Character. I'm just, you know, like the subtitle is A White House Secret Service Officer Discloses. But, you know, is CNN going to talk about this? No. Is MSNBC going to talk about this? No. Is Don Lemon going to have panels talking about this? No. Is Anderson Cooper going to have panels talking about this? No. How about Brooke Baldwin? No. How about Joanne Reed? No. How about Wolf Blitzer? No. How about The View? No, 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 and no. Will anybody be talking about this? No. Could you imagine if this was George Bush? Could you imagine? Hell, if it was Ronald Reagan. Can you imagine if it was Ronald Reagan? I know he's dead and so is Nancy. It wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter. The media be having a field day. If you had a Secret Service agent that was posted outside of Ronald Reagan's door in the Oval Office, posted outside, and he's talking about disposing towels that had Reagan's mess all over them. Even in the death of Reagan and Nancy Reagan, they'd be talking about it today. And if somebody said that Secret Service agent is a liar, there would be panels after panels after panels discussing this person saying a member of the Secret Service is a liar and how that impugns all Secret Service agents. And we entrust the Secret Service with the president's life. And if we're going to say that one is a liar, that means they're all liars. And what kind of faith do we have in the safety of our president if he has nothing but liars working for him? That's what panel after panel would be discussing. If this was a Republican, Wolf Blitzer would go, "Hi, it's 6 o'clock in Israel, it's 5 o'clock in Istanbul, and it's 2 o'clock in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Wolf Blitzer. Let's get to the top story." A new book. Now, in this book, there was presidential semen. Presidential semen. I repeat, semen. That'd be Wolf Blitzer. Heavy Wolf Blitzer. Semen. Now, let's go to our panel. Experts on semen. Dana Bash, and she'd smile. Anderson Cooper. Don Lemon. I know you guys are well-versed in semen. Scotty Neil Hughes. Got to have the one Trump, you know, person in there. Let's talk about semen. Let's talk about... Imagine if it... Listen. The New York Times did a story about Trump having a girl in a bathing suit 25 years ago. BuzzFeed and every single news show on MSNBC did a story from BuzzFeed about Trump talking to Howard Stern 15 years ago. Saying that he couldn't be with a woman who doesn't have large breasts because she's not a 10. Those were stories. Those were discussions. I watched that putz Chris Hayes. I watched that putz Chris Hayes have a whole panel discussing the Trump and Stern tapes. And here you have a Secret Service agent who wrote a book and talked about Hillary Clinton being Jekyll and Hyde. And that the staffers were terrified of her. And she would have childlike outbursts. That at times were violent and vulgar. I mean, this guy is a 30-year veteran of the military and of the Secret Service. I mean, this is a real story. This is a legitimate story. I mean, when Trump said, Curiel, you know, he's got all these ties to different La Raza-style groups that are pro-amnesty, and you had people saying, how could Donald Trump impugn this judge's character? How could he say it? He's a federal judge. How could he question his character? Here's a 30-year federal agent. And the Hillary Clinton campaign says the book he wrote is a work of fiction. So he's a liar. That's what they're saying. That's what Clinton is saying. This Secret Service agent, this military serviceman, is a liar. I would think this would be a story. But again, Republicans don't control the media. They control Congressman Dinkle, who represents the 19th district in Nebraska. Whoopee! Whoopee! Republicans own him, and Democrats own the media. So this book will never see the light of day. Nobody will bring this up. Nobody will have panels. All the talking heads will say the exact same thing. If this was Donald Trump, me, Hugh Hewitt would be talking about it. Meghan McCain will be talking about it. Glenn Beck will be talking about it. They'd all be talking about it. You'd listen to Beck, he'd talk about it. You listen to Limbaugh, he wouldn't talk about it. You watch Megyn Kelly, she'd be talking about how disgusting it is. Employees in Trump Tower had to dispose of countless towels that Trump made messes on. Wolf Blitzer and the panel of semen experts will be discussing the quantity of semen, what the semen looked like, if it had a bleachy smell to it, who the lipstick might have been associated to. They would have even debated if maybe the lipstick could have been on a guy, on a transgender. Was Trump with a transgender? I mean, that's what we'd be getting. Not just
Hillary Clinton camp said this is a book of fiction. All right, next story. 9 injured in a shooting in Tel Aviv. No. No, absolutely not.
I mean, this guy talks about Hillary Clinton attacking Bill Clinton, punching him in the face, giving him a black eye. Punching him in the face. Jesus. And this guy was subpoenaed. And this guy was subpoenaed in the Lewinsky-Clinton scandal. Like, he testified. He talked about how he walked in and interrupted the president getting it on with not Hillary and not Lewinsky. So, like, he had to go in and tell the president something. He had to go do Secret Service stuff and walked in, and there's the president getting down with a total strange. Not Hillary, not Lewinsky, someone else. Maybe a Jeffrey Epstein girl. Who knows? But this guy, this 30-year veteran, this 30-year veteran of the military and of the Secret Service says, I walked in to the president. I walked in on him having sex. I walked in on him having sex. I mean, guys, this is who's going to go back into the White House. All right, Hillary Clinton's already said it. Remember when Bill Clinton said 2-for-1? You get 2-for-1, 2-for-1, 2-for-1. If you don't think Bill Clinton is going to have an office in the White House, if you don't think Bill Clinton is going to have input, you're insane. Hillary Clinton's already said so. And again, the media didn't make much of it. There wasn't a panel after panel after panel after panel discussing it. But Hillary Clinton already said, I'm going to put my husband in charge of the economy. The economy! Next to national security, what's the most important thing to the United States? The economy! And here's the first woman president. Here's the ceiling has been broken. And she's handing off. Which could be argued the most important aspect of the presidency, which is the economy. I mean, seriously, is it national security? Is it the economy? Without the economy, there's no national security, because without the money, we don't have a military. Without the military, we have no money. If we're getting invaded by China and other countries, then there's no money. So it's what came first, the chicken or the egg? And Hillary Clinton wants to give that to Bill Clinton. So Clinton's going to be in the White House. Bill Clinton's going to be in the White House. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. A guy that's talk about uncontrollable, has urges. You talk about Donald Trump being two different people and not being able to be kept in control. Bill Clinton, the guy is just a degenerate. He runs the White House like it's a bathhouse. I mean, here's the Secret Service agent throwing away lipstick-stained semen towels. I mean, Jesus, this is some heavy stuff. This is heavy stuff. And when Hillary Clinton says Gary Bryan joins the ranks of Ed Klein and other authors in this latest in a long line of books attempting to cash in on the election cycle with their nonsense. So nonsense, that's BS. It should be put in the fantasy section of the bookstore. So, this Secret Service agent is a liar. Huh. It's wild. It's wild. It's absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. The glass ceiling, there is none, it's been broke. I won. Here comes my scumbag husband. Well, if it wasn't for the fact that I needed him to get where I am right now, I would have ditched his ass years ago. Republicans will never learn. They'll just never learn. They just will never learn. And we're not talking about poor Republicans. I mean, Sheldon Adelson's worth $25 billion. Koch brothers, billions. You know how easy it would be to go to these networks? These networks are changing hands all the time. These networks are being consumed. These entertainment conglomerates are being consumed. You know how easy it would be to go to some of these places? Jesus H. You even have that that Mexican billionaire. I can't remember his name, but he owns Telemundo or Univision, one of those. Like, he actually went, oh, you know what I gotta do? See? I gotta buy a network. S.A., I gotta buy a network, S.A. I mean, Sheldon Adelson, somebody's like, Sheldon, you really gotta do this.
Okay, what do I do? Well, I'll buy the Las Vegas,
you bought a paper in Las Vegas, you old retard? A paper in Las Vegas.
That's, I'll have influence.
Somebody should have opened his pocketbook up and said, Sheldon's looking to buy a media something. He's got $10 billion right now. Here's the cash. Who wants to sell something for $10 billion? Who wants to buy it? Put it in a shell company so people know it's not Sheldon. All right, who's looking to cash in? Who's looking to cash in? Who wants the cash? Who's looking to cash? We got $10 billion to spend. Cash. Who's looking to sell? Who's looking to sell? I mean, think about the tech companies that all went public. They went public so the people that own the tech companies can become billionaires. It's all a scheme. When a company goes public, it's all a flim-flam. Think about those tech companies that went public. Imagine, before they went public, a Sheldon Adelson coming to them and saying, hey, I'll give you $5 billion for Twitter. Hey, Zuckerberg, you want to be a billionaire? Here, I'll give you $10 billion for Facebook. I'll give you $10 billion. Walk away right now. Whack it up however you want. Oh, you want $15 billion? No problem. I'm worth $25. And out of the $25, it just keeps turning over and over and making me more billions. I can't preach it enough. Okay? I can't preach it enough. But that book, it's going to be big. It comes out, June 6th, which is today? What's today? Huh. You can't already, today's the 8th. So this book is out and nobody's talking about it. Wow. I mean, I'm not wow. Of course we know that. Of course we know they're not having panels with Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon discussing semen. We know that. All right. All right, guys, listen. It's the Rob Scarry Show. We're done. Closing time. We've had enough today. Enough excitement. It's over. Finished. Finito. Don't forget, and I'll repeat, go to the Rob Scarry Show. We've got videos up there. We got the podcasts up. It's a great website. Just go there. We got all of our articles up there. We have a Trump book for sale. Just go there, okay? Just go there. I promise you'll enjoy it. You'll dig it. Go to our Twitter. Our Twitter is at Rob Scarry Show. You're going to love it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to be into it. You're going to... You just go, okay? Just go there, okay? Just go there. ZeroFilter.com. Just go to the damn sites, damn it. Just go there. All right. And yes, I know Pakistani Bob is not a replacement for the wonderful Cat Z. I 100% know, and she will be back. So don't fret. A little time off. That's it. It's Rob Scarry. We'll see you guys tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Don't be gay. And I'm not saying gay in a derogatory way. I'm saying gay in a happy, jovial mood. I don't want you to be happy. I want you to be angry. Angry at liberals, and I want you to be angry at our own party, the Republican Party. It's Rob Scarry Show. We'll see you.